வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of February, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
ரகுநாதம் சதீவம். டெஸ்டினி இஸ் வெரி ஸ்ட்ராங். கர்மணா தெய்வ நேத்ரீனா ஜந்தர் தேஹ உபபத்தி. தட்ஃபார் சாஸ்திர சேஸ் that you try for that thing which was not possible in many other lives. In each life, everyone gets father, mother, son, and the father's duty to son, son, that is going on. When you take birth as demigod, Indra, Chandra, Varun, or as human being, or as animal, the caretaking business is there. Even a small ant during rainy season, when there is overflow, they take the eggs on the head. We have seen the red ant and finding out some place. The caretaking is there. Even the bird, a sparrow, so when they are the season for laying down eggs, they bring some straws and people there. To make a nest for taking care of the eggs. So this taking care by the father and mother, the beginning from the ant up to the Indra Chandra Devata. That is it. Jastindra Gopa Matavendra Mahosakarma Bandhanu Rupa Palabhajana Matavati Karmani Nidhati Kintucha Bhakti Vaja Govindamadi Purusam Tamavati. Indra, that is Indra Gop, one very small insect. It is also called Indra, Indra Gop, insect. And another Indra is the king of heaven. The Shastra says from this Indra to that Indra, everyone is bound up by his karma. It includes all others. From this Indra to that Indra. Karmani Nidhati Kintucha Bhakti Bhaja. Everyone is bound up by the resultant action of his karma. It cannot be changed. So Shastra says, don't try to change your karma path. Better utilize that energy for becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. Because you cannot change the destiny. That is not possible. Then, shall I not endeavor for improvement of my economic position? No. Why? Now, because destiny, whatever you have got your destiny, you will get it. How shall I get it? Now suppose you are put into some unwanted circumstances. You do not want it. You are forced to accept it. Similarly, as distress condition comes upon you without your wanting, similarly, the position of happiness also will come, even you don't have try for it. Tallabhate dukkhavad annata sukham. That's like distress condition, unhappiness nobody wants, but it comes by force. Similarly, the condition of happiness of life, because everyone's life is mixed up with some distress and happiness. Nobody can say, I am simply happy. That is not possible. Distress is there. But nobody wants distress. But it comes. So why happiness will not come? So don't waste your time in this way. because you cannot change. This will come automatically. You try for Krishna consciousness, which you never tried. That is recovery. And there is a Bengali verse. Janame janame sabe pita mata pai. To take care of oneself by the fathers. That is available in every life. Because the aunt is also taking care. That is not human suicide, but he is still taking care. A tiger also taking care. A small cubs, then loitering on the body of the lion, and he is feeling very nice. Even monkeys, I have seen one monkey came in the window, and she had one small child. And somehow or other the child came inside my room. See, that outside monkey became mad after. So I had to take it. The affection is there. The ant, there affection. The snake, affection. Tiger, affection. Man is affection. That is given. Otherwise we will take care. So therefore, the Vaishnava Kavi says, janame janame sabe pita mata pai. In every life you will get father and mother and that protection. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajo ya. But in every life you cannot get Krishna and Guru. Take care of. Because unless you get Krishna and Guru, then you are within the cycle of birth and death. And you get father and mother and their care. That is all right. But Krishna Guru does not come in that way. That you have to search for. Ayurupe brahmanda brahmite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa pai. Because Krishna Guru will give you the nucleus of devotional life. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajo hiya. So actually that is the fact. And I was going to tell about Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami is a great devotee. So he was thinking of taking sannyas. So he was contemplating that I shall now leave my home and take sannyas. So in the meantime, his wife became pregnant. Then he thought that I was thinking like that anyway. This has happened, and if I take sannyas now, what people will say? That his wife is pregnant and he has taken sannyas. He has gone out now. So he waited. The child was born and the mother died. Then he thought, I do not know what Krishna is desiring. He will take care of this child, motherless child. So, just he was thinking very deeply, one lizard dropped before him. One small child lizard. When he gave birth to a child, small. And the small lizard was staying, and immediately a small ant came before the mouth of that small lizard and he ate. Then Sridhar Swami thought, every arrangement is there. Why I am thinking of this and that? Immediately. Actually, that is the position. The actual care is taken by Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. Nitya nityana chitana sridhana. He is taking care of everyone. So, best thing is that we should devote our life for awakening Krishna consciousness. This human life is meant for that purpose. By nature's way, pratityo manani gunai karmani sarvatra. Nature is bringing us. As soon as we become sinful, we are dropped down to suffer the sequence of sinful life in different varieties. Again, just like a man, criminal, is put into the jail. But when his term is finished, again he is made free. Similarly, the cycle of birth and death, dehantra prapti. Tathādhi-hāntara-pati, one after another is going on. So the animal life means reaction of sinful life. And upper class of life, demigods, means result of pious life. Two kinds of things are there, sinful and pious. So the cycle of birth is going on. That is human form of life, or above human form of life. It is a chance for understanding the real value of life. And therefore, for human beings, there are guidances, these Vedas, Puranas, Vedanta Sutras. It is meant for the human beings, not for the cats and dogs. Anadi bahinmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, ataye Krishna Veda Purana kala. So, it is recommended in the human form of life, first of all, train him as a brahmachari, then he may remain as grihastha for some time. The life is divided into four parts. 25 years, suppose I live 100 years, 25 years to become brahmachari, remain as brahmachari, and 25 years to remain as grihastha, family, and 25 years as vanaprastha, and 25 years as sannyas. This is system, Vedic system. Sannyas means vanaprastha is the preparation for sannyas. And sannyas means completely dedicated to the service of Krishna. This is our system. Because life, we are spirit soul. Our business is not here. Our business is in the spiritual world. Yes, by circumstances we are fallen in this material condition. But if we take, this is all in all our duty. That is not advice in this house. It is circumstances. We have fallen under certain circumstances, so we have to take care of it. The real duty is to how to save myself from this material entanglement. So our, this institution, that is our ambition, that we are giving, trying to give facilities at least to some intending person, especially retired person, to take advantage of this institution as far as possible, live. Of course, we have got rooms like that, live there and take little prasadam and fully devote time how to advance in Krishna. That is success. So it is authorized by this Shastra. Panchasodham vanam braja. Therefore you will find still, but now the things have changed, that every holy places, there are so many men retired. This is the time. No, no, I am not going to die. Let them die. That is natural. So, really?
Ve patushcha sharire me roma harshascha jayate gandivam srangsate hastat pakchaiva paridakyate.
How can I kill my brother and nephew and family member? So my boy is robbing.
Nacha shaknom yavastatum brahmativa cha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava.
Yes, viparitani. I came to fight to gain my kingdom and I see the opposite. Viparitani. I am not gaining anything to enjoy my kingdom by killing them. I think he said that.
Translation?
No, no.
Na cha shayonu pashyami hadvasvajanamahave nakangshe vijayam krishna natarajam sukhanicha. I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness. Kim no rajyena govinda kim bhogair jivitena va yesha marte kankshitam no rajyam bhogak sukhani cha.
Generally, we improve our material conditions just to become happy with relatives. When we construct a new house, we invite relatives. They may come, they will say, oh, you have done very nice. And he is also pleased, my relatives, they are saying. But if all the relatives have killed, then how it will be possible for me to enjoy the kingdom? Jeshangathe, Kankitam Rajyam.
Boga Sukhani Cha.
Boga Sukhani Cha.
Ta ime vastita yudhe.
They, for whom I wanted this kingdom, they are in my front, I have the kingdom. So what kind of fight it is? Then?
Prayanangs Chakva Dhanani Cha. Achayak Pitarak Putras Tataiva Chapita Mahaha. Matulak, Shvashurak, Potrak, Shyalak, Sambandinas Tata.
I have to kill them. All the relatives and family members. Then?
Etan Nahantum Ischami.
I don't like it. I don't want this fight.
Kunatopi Madhusudana.
Let them kill me. I tolerate that. But I'm not going to kill them.
Api trilokya rajasya hetok kim numahi krite nihatya dhatarashtran na ka pritaksyaj janardana.
So, in this way he decided, or he made a plan not to kill. From superficial, material point of view, a very nice gentleman. But Krishna is a chastised. Kutaste kasmaranukam, kusame kasmaranukam. Asatyanam is rooted from Prajnabhava. You are talking like a very learned man, but you are fool number one. And this is the instruction of Prabhupada. And then, at last, he said, with the most confidential part of knowledge, I am telling you, sarva-dharmān paritajyamāva, what I say, you do. That means I am asking you to kill, to do that. So he said, Karishe Vatmani. That is Krishna Mahatma. I do not like to do it, but Krishna wants me to do it. This is Krishna. It is very difficult. I do not like to do, but Krishna likes to do. I have to do it. This decision is very difficult. A Krishna conscious person, the devotee, is prepared to do anything nonsense for Krishna. Even in the estimation of ordinary person. People ask me that you are spreading Krishna consciousness and he is encouraging war because they have got experience of the last two wars. In Western countries. So when Krishna encouraging war, they do not take it very nicely. What kind of God he is? They are suffering in the war. And we are presenting a God who is encouraging war. So there was one lawyer, Goldsmith. He helped me in incorporating this.
In New York.
New York, yeah. He was a very good friend. He was asking them, how it is good, Swamiji, that Krishna is encouraging war, fight. Although Arjuna was making a plan not to fight, Krishna took the trouble for instructing him in Gita and then inducing him to change his plan for fight.